నిత్య పద కమల తోడి చంద్ర సుషిత Bye. Hare Krishna. I read the translation of this song by Narottama Thakur before we proceed. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda.
Nityananda.
He has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be true. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion, they are fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai,
Narottam Das Thakur ki
jai.
Hare Krishna. Today we will read a very special verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is Adi Lila, chapter 5, which is the glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. And we will read text number 7. Oh, it is 1.7 is also there, but in 5.7 is also there. Yeah. Here it is written 5.7, right? 1.7. 1.7 is right?
Yes,
sir. Because Adi Lila, there are Adi Lila also, this verse first comes in Adi Lila, then it also comes in. That's right. 1.7 as well as 5.7. So both are right. So I basically refer to 5.7 because fifth chapter is glorifying Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, yeah. Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
We read the verse. Sankarsana Karana Toyashai.
Shai
Chapayo
Shai, Garoda Shai Chapayo Shai,
Sheshastayasyam Shakalasanitya,
Sheshastayasyam Shakalasanitya,
Andakirama Sharanam Mamastu,
Andakirama Sharanam Mamastu,
Sankarsana Karana Toya Shai,
Sankarsana Karana Toya Shai.
Shai Chapayo Dishai,
Gatoda Shai Chapayo Dishai,
Sheshastayasyam Shakalasanitya,
Sheshastayasyam Shakalasanitya,
Nandakirama Sharanam Mamastu,
Nandakirama Sharanam Mamastu.
Sangarshanaha,
Sangarshanaha,
Mahasangarshan in the spiritual sky.
Mahasangarshan in the spiritual sky.
Karana Toyashai,
Karana Toyashai,
Karanadagashai Vishnu who lies in the causal ocean.
Karanadagashai Vishnu who lies in the causal ocean.
Garbha Udashai,
Garbha Udashai,
Garbhadagashai Vishnu who lies in the Garbhodaga ocean of the universe.
Garbhadagashai Vishnu who lies in the Garbhodaga ocean of the universe.
Cha.
And
Paya Abdishai,
Paya Abdishai,
Kshirodakashai Vishnu who lies in the ocean of milk.
Kshirodakashai Vishnu who lies in the ocean of milk.
Sheshaha,
Shesha,
Sheshanath,
Sheshanath,
the couch of Vishnu.
The couch of Vishnu.
Cha,
Cha,
and Yasya,
Yasya,
Kus, Amsha,
Amsha,
plenary portions.
Plenary portions.
Kalaha,
Kalaha,
and parts of the plenary portion.
And parts of the plenary portion.
Saha,
Saha,
He,
Nityananda Akhya,
known as Lord Nityananda,
known as Lord Nityananda,
Ramaha,
Ramaha,
Lord Balaram,
Lord Balaram,
Sharanam,
Sharanam,
Shelter,
Shelter,
Mama,
Mama,
My,
My,
Astu,
Astu,
let there be,
let there be.
Translation. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Sheshanath and Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Here is a short purport by Srila Prabhupada. I don't think in the chapter 1 there is a purport. Here there is a short purport. Sri Sarvadamodar Goswami has recorded this verse in his diary to offer his respectful obeisances to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This verse also appears as the 7th of the first 14 verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Om Jnana Tindrangasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare occasion of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. First, we will try to speak a bit on the tattva or the philosophical truth about Lord Nityananda. Then, we will move on to the beautiful purport that Srila Prabhupada has given on the song that he sang. Then, we will narrate some glorious pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very, very beautifully and well-organized book. If you want to see structure in writing, you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Apart from the glories of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, that's what we were witnessing just now. In this verse, the 7th verse to the 5th chapter, there is a direct reference to the 1st chapter of Adilila. So there are 14 seed verses in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita is an expansion of these seed verses. And here, this beautiful verse is establishing the tattva, the philosophical truth of Nityananda Prabhu. Who is he? What are his expansions? Who are his expansions? We can see from this verse. In fact, Sri Damodar Goswami, who was the personal assistant, he was the personal secretary to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he noted down major incidents, major events, major pastimes that took place in the life of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And later, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, indeed he received the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He used all these notes to compile Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Along with that, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also used the verses composed by Raghunath Das Goswami. So here, this is a beautiful direct description of Swarup Damodar Goswami glorifying the truth of Lord Nityananda. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, before proceeding into the pastimes of Chaitanya and Nityananda, all philosophical truths are explained very vividly. So here, the initial chapters, including this chapter 5 of Adilila, is giving those philosophical truths. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the beginning verses of this chapter, explains that this universe can be broadly divided into two. One is this material universe, right? Albert Park is part of that. But we are not part of that. Okay? Even this temple is not part of this material universe. And apart from this material universe, there is Paravyoma. There is the spiritual sky. And in the spiritual sky, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets where Lord Narayan and his expansions reside. Above that, there are Goloka planets. So technically, all the planets above are in general known as Goloka planets. And in that, there is Dwaraka, there is Madhura, and there is Vrindavan, and there is Gokul. And if you want to be technically accurate, there is Shvetadvip. So, there are many, many planets even within Goloka. And as we know, we are all directed towards Goloka, Vrindavan. So that's the mercy Lord Nityananda is bringing about. So in the ultimate realm of Goloka Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is there. He is enacting his pastime all the time. And his direct expansion, Balaram is residing as well, along with all his associates, along with Srimati Radharani. Now, from Lord Balaram, he expands into the first quadruple expansion, the Chaturvyuha, starting from Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. In the sequence, they expand. So, Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan has expanded into this quadruple, and they also reside in Paravyoma in Goloka. Their primary residence is in Madhura Dwaraka. Dwaraka, Vasudev is there, Sankarshan is there, Pradyumna is there, Aniruddha is there. it's mentioned that Sankarshan further expands into Narayan in the Vaikuntha Loka, as well as there is a Chaturvyuha even in the Vaikuntha Loka. In Laku Bhagavatamrita, there is a long description of Vaikuntha planets. How in the middle of the Vaikuntha planet there is Lord Narayan along with Lakshmi Devi is residing, and there are many many avaranas around the center portion of Vaikuntha Loka. Avarana means the coverings. So in the first covering we can see Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Then around that there is another covering where there are 28 Vishnu forms are residing. If you are Brahman or if you are not a Brahman, if you have ever done a full achaman, you can go to the paraphernalia room, you can see the sheet. We start chanting, you know, Om Keshavaya Nama, Om Narayana Nama, Om Madhavaya Nama, Om Govindaya Nama, Vishnavaya Nama, etc. We chant about 28 names of Vishnu. So they are all deciding the next avarana in the Vaikuntha planet. And after that, there is another avarana where many incarnations who appear in the material world reside. And around that, there are different demigods who are in their spiritual form, like Indra, Ganesh, etc. They are also residing in the Vaikuntha planet. So in that way, there is a lot of description about even Vaikuntha planet. So this whole Vaikuntha planet is nothing but an expansion of Lord Balaram, ultimately, Sankarshan. And all this Chaturvyuha are expanding from Sankarshan, and finally, from this Chaturvyuha, we know, as it is mentioned in this verse, there is Karanadagashaya Vishnu, who is the source of all the universes. He is considered as a super soul of all the universes. He is a super soul of all the universes. And from him, as we know, comes Garbhodagashaya Vishnu. He is a super soul of one universe, the Paramatma of one universe. And finally, Kshiradagashaya Vishnu is a super soul of individual souls, individual living entities. So in that way, all these expansions are coming from Sankarshan, the Mula Sankarshan in the Goloka planet. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami makes a point that Lord Nityananda Ram is none other than Mula Sankarshan. He is Lord Balaram himself. Why he is making such a point? To bring the position of Lord Nityananda to the right perspective. So before talking about the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, before talking about the association of Lord Nityananda with Chaitanya, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami makes it very clear that he is none other than Lord Balaram. So Narottam Das Thakur also sings the same thing. Brajendra Nandanaye Sachi Sutta Vilose Balaram Vilonitai. Brajendra Nandan is Krishna. He is Satchinandan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whereas Lord Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. So this is the fact of the position of Lord Nityananda. At the same time, we know that Balaram is serving Krishna in all different rasas through his expansions as well. Balaram expands himself as the shoes of Krishna, as it is mentioned here. He is the couch of the Lord. He is the couch of the Lord. He himself is the entire spiritual world. In Brahma Samhita it is mentioned, Anantamsha Sambho. In the first or second verse it is mentioned, Anantamsha Sambho. The whole spiritual world is a manifestation of Lord Balaram. So the whole spiritual manifestation is coming from Lord Nityananda. And Lord Balaram wants to serve Krishna in all different ways. In fact, in all different rasas. As a servant, as a master, as a friend, as a parent, even in conjugal rasa. Lord Balaram serves Lord Krishna even in conjugal rasa as Ananga Manjari, who is an expansion of Lord Balaram. So in all different rasas, Balaram wants to serve Krishna. Similarly, when Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu wants to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His whole life's mission is to serve Sri Chaitanya. He considers himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya. We will see in the past times that he doesn't want to even act without the sanction of Lord Chaitanya. So on one side, he is a source of all material and spiritual creation. At the same time, he identifies himself as the servant of Lord Chaitanya. And think of the dichotomy of this world. Because here, the Supreme Lord wants to consider himself as the servant of Lord Chaitanya, servant of the Lord, whereas we want to consider ourselves as master of everyone. So this is the two sides of the coins. One is a complete perfect spiritual consciousness, and here we are in material consciousness. We want to consider how can I be the master, how can I lord it over other people. So here Lord Nityananda is showing that how to be the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So in 1474, Lord Nityananda appeared in Ekachakradham. Have you been to Ekachakradham? There is a beautiful temple in Ekachakradham. I remember first time I went, along with, I didn't know where to go, in the first time being to Mayapur. Then Chandrasekhar Prabhu was taking a group of Chinese devotees. It was very interesting because I went with the Chinese devotees and I went through the whole dham and they explained everything. Then we could practically see how the power of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is flowing. Because here, I don't know anything about Ekachakradham, and first time being there. And these devotees, they know many things about Ekachakradham. And in fact, my mother was accompanying me. And you know, she was not a devotee, and so many years back, and she came, so we all went, and these Chinese devotees took her and they put on tilak. So I was thinking, see the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What's really happening? She's supposed to know about the Vedic culture, she's supposed to know how to put on the tilak, she's supposed to know about Lord Nityananda, but she doesn't know. And here we had a bunch of Chinese devotees who is helping her out. So I could see, this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So, yes, he appears, and his father, as we know, was Hadai Pandit, and mother was Padmavati. When he appeared, it is mentioned that all auspicious symptoms were manifested in all this Radhadesh. So, all the auspicious symptoms, there was no poverty, there was no pestilence, and it was just like a beautiful weather. Everything was perfect, just like Krishna's appearance. So even in the childhood, Lord Nityananda was absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. As a young boy, he would play. If you go to Ekachakradham, you can see where Nityananda performed all his pastimes. Where he played with his friends. What are his play pastimes? He used to get his friends and they used to enact all pastimes of Krishna. One time, he will mention that, look, this earth is under danger because of the demons. So we have to go to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu and we have to pray. So one person will act as Lord Brahma, others will act as different demigods, and one is lying down on the Kshirodaka ocean just as Vishnu, and everyone would go there and they will pray to Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Suddenly, one boy who is hiding behind, he would say, don't worry, I will appear soon as Krishna and Balaram. So in that way they were enacting all the pastime. Then they enacted the pastime of Kamsa capturing Devaki and Vasudeva after the marriage ceremony. Then put him in the prison, and then how Krishna appeared, and then Krishna's pastimes, killing Putana, killing Shakadasur, Krishna lifting Govardhan. In that way Nityananda Prabhu was completely absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. That was very wonderful. The devotees were thinking there, what's really happening? How Lord Nityananda, this boy, knows everything about Krishna's pastime, and he is completely immersed in the pastimes of Krishna. And we know this famous pastime, they were enacting Ramayana, where it was the final stage where the battle was going on between the Lord Ram and his armies and Ravan. And at one point, Lakshman fell unconscious, right? And when Lakshman fell unconscious, the only solution was Hanuman had to go to Gandhamadana Hill and then get the medicinal herbs to bring Lakshman back to life. So, who acted as Lakshman? Obviously, Nityananda Prabhu, because he is none other than Lakshman. So, he was lying unconscious and all the devotees around, they were worried because he was not coming into consciousness. So, they really thought that something happened to this boy Nityananda. All his parents came along, all the elderly members in the family came along. They were all started chanting, they were looking at Lord Nityananda. He's not coming into external consciousness. They thought something happened to this boy. So this went on for some time. Then, those who wrote the play script, he realized that, oh, actually, Hanuman is supposed to go to Gandhamadana Hill. He's supposed to collect some herbs and come and put on the nose of Nityananda. So he sent who was dressed up as Hanuman. He actually jumped. And he went, and he went to some distance, and he got some herbs, and he came along, and he put those herbs on the nostrils of Nityananda Prabhu. Immediately he came back to external consciousness. So he was so absorbed in past times of the Lord, so he didn't have anything else to think but Krishna and his pastimes. And his parents were very, very happy serving his son. Young boy, very beautiful. It is mentioned the whole village was completely enamored by the beauty of Nityananda Prabhu and his qualities. However, as we know, as time goes, things take a turn. One day, by the will of Lord Nityananda, an old Brahmana came to the house of Hadai Pandit. When he came in the house of Hadai Pandit, Hadai Pandit welcomed him very nicely, gave him good prasadam, gave him good place to stay, everything. He arranged everything perfectly. Even Lord Nityananda served this elderly Brahmana. Next day, this Brahmana was about to go. Then this Brahmana requested Hadai Pandit, "I have a request for you." Hadai Pandit said, "Whatever request you have, I will fulfill. Kindly tell what's your request." So this old Brahmana said, "I am going on a pilgrimage. I am planning to travel throughout India. All the holy places in India I want to travel. But I am an old man. I need some assistance. And for this, can you please give me your son? I will look after him very well. Plus, but please give me your son." Hadai Pandit, he was completely perplexed, he was shocked, he was devastated, he didn't know what to do. What can he do now? First he had to go and speak to his wife. So he went to Mother Padmavati and told, he was so morose, he couldn't even speak. "How can I tell this to my wife, his mother?" But still he told, "This Brahmana is asking," he was just posing there. Then Mother Padmavati told immediately, "Whatever is his wish, please give, I am happy with that." Then he told, "Look, this Brahmana wants our son." Padmavati said, "If that is the wish, let that happen." Then Hadai Pandit, he went up to this Brahmana. He was very morose, his head was down, and still he told, "Look, you can take my son." So it was by the will of Lord Nityananda, he left the association of his parents, all his neighbors, the entire village. It's mentioned that Hadai Pandit didn't eat or drink for 3 months after this incident. 3 months. Then Lord Nityananda, he started traveling throughout India, going through all places of pilgrimage. Just like Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram, he killed Ramakrishna Sutta. After that, all the sages said, "You have to repent to set an example. You need to do some atonement." So Lord Balaram traveled everywhere, to the north, to the east, to the west, to the south, everywhere. Similarly, Lord Nityananda went on a pilgrimage with this elderly Brahmin. So he went to Jagannath Puri, he went to South India, he went to the north, ultimately he went to Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, he was completely immersed in chanting Krishna's glories. He was completely immersed in the pastime places of Lord Krishna's. So in that way, Nityananda spent all this time. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a question being posed. Why didn't Nityananda Prabhu start Sankirtan? Isn't it? Because Nityananda Prabhu's whole purpose of appearance is to spread Sankirtan, to recline the fallen souls. Still, he didn't start Sankirtan at all. Because he was the faithful servant of Lord Chaitanya, and without the order of Lord Chaitanya, he didn't want to start the Sankirtan movement. He only wanted to assist the Sankirtan movement. So he waited till Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement. That's why later it's mentioned, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, still Lord Nityananda was in Ekashikar Dham. When Chaitanya appeared, he started roaring like a lion. It's mentioned it was a tumultuous sound. It was just wild sound. It was the sound of ecstasy. Still, Lord Nityananda didn't go to meet Lord Chaitanya. Later, when Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan, then Nityananda Prabhu went to Mayapur, to Navadvip. So now, Navadvip has completely changed. Mahaprabhu has started his Sankirtan. Everyone is chanting and dancing in Navadvip. So Nityananda Prabhu arrives there. So at the same time, we had to understand the mindset of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was not feeling complete satisfaction even though he had inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. Even though he was chanting and dancing, even though all his associates were along him, still he was not feeling satisfaction because he was missing Lord Nityananda, his dearest brother. So one day, Lord Chaitanya had a dream. In this dream, he said, a great personality appeared in his dream. He saw that a big chariot arrived, which was very much decorated with so many jewels and flower garlands. And from that chariot, one great person hopped down. And he was wearing blue garments. He had a beautiful kirit, like a pagadi kind of thing. He was wearing beautiful garlands, lot of jewels, and he was carrying a plow in his hand. He said, I had this personality come in my dream. So I am sure Lord Nityananda or Lord Balaram is going to soon arrive here. Then he asked all his associates, you please go and find Nityananda and come. So all Mahaprabhu's associates, they started going here and there in Navadvip, in Mayapur, looking for Lord Nityananda. But they couldn't find. They couldn't find him. They all came, they said, no, we couldn't find any great personality. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, we'll do one thing. We'll start a big Harinam Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu led a big kirtan and all the devotees started following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They started roaming here and there in Navadvip. Just like we have Prabhupada doing big Harinam. This is a big Harinam. This is a big, big, big size. Huge. The whole Navadvip started walking with Mahaprabhu. So when they reached the house of Nandanacharya, you know the house of Nandanacharya, right? It's very nearest temple. Now when they reached the house of Nandanacharya, Nityananda Prabhu couldn't control himself. He was hiding in the house of Nandanacharya. He just started coming. He started dancing and chanting. So he came and he joined the party of Lord Chaitanya. And then both of them embraced. Both of them started rolling on the ground. Mahaprabhu took Nityananda Prabhu on his lap. He started feeding him. So there was a whole pastime. The union between Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So there's a whole pastime there. So this is the very interesting point that Lord Nityananda never wanted to start Sankirtan without the sanction of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the servitorship of Lord Nityananda to Lord Chaitanya. So we can learn this. It's a very important point. And here I will just read the purport, part of the purport given by Srila Prabhupada for the song Nithai Pada Kamala. This is a very nice song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. He advises that Nithai Pada, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, are shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only for of one but of millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of the soothing shine of millions of moons in this material world, Jagat, which is progressing toward hell, there is always a blazing fire and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of a millions of moons. Jurai means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottam Das Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Srila Prabhupada has given this purport. It is very, very appropriate here. The reason is, this whole first stanza, if you read, see of this verse, it is just like Samsara Dava, Naladita Loka, Tranaya, Karunya, Nanaghanato. Always this material world is compared to blazing fire, the blazing fire of material existence. And that's why the mercy of Nityananda is considered as, it's a soothing moonlight of millions of moons. Millions of moons. Can you imagine how soothing it is? And that's what is needed for us to go beyond the material existence. In fact, in the Shikshashtakam, in the first verse it is mentioned, Sarvatma Snapanam. The final glory of the holy name is Sarvatma Snapanam. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sarvatma Snapanam. Snapanam means taking a bath, taking a full dip. So that is compared to one is getting one's Swaroop. So here we can see similarly, if one achieves the complete shelter of the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then one can realize one's own original form. That is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So this mercy comes in varying degrees. So let me ask you one question. Have we not felt the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet? Think about ourselves. Have we ever felt the mercy of Lord Nityananda? If not, I would say you are lying. The reason is, think of ourselves before coming in touch with the association of the devotees. We were suffering, right? In so many different ways. One can say, big or small, still we were all suffering. So we know about this lifetime. We don't know about our previous lifetimes. Now, after started practicing Krishna consciousness, after even a short time, we feel a lot of relief, isn't it? You chant for 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, even a very short time in the association of the devotees, we feel relief. Where is that relief coming from? That is the mercy of Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Because Lord Nityananda's mercy is coming through his devotees. For us, primarily is coming through Srila Prabhupada and his followers. Srila Prabhupada is carrying the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. We can see the song written by Chaitanya Maharaj. And it's mentioned, if Prabhupada was not there, who would have actually broadcasted the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Can you see? So Lord Nityananda's mercy is personally carried by Srila Prabhupada. And that's why we are here. So we can see that how Lord Nityananda's mercy is flowing. And in our day-to-day life, we go through different levels of difficulties. And what are we meant to do? We have to approach devotees and discuss. Shadvidham Preeti Lakshanam. If we discuss, if confidentially discuss our problems, what happens? We feel relief from the heat. We feel less burdened. And after some time, we will actually feel the cooling moonlight of Nityananda Prabhu's feet. So this is what Lord Nityananda is offering. So we have to understand one thing we shouldn't do. That is, we shouldn't offend devotees. So this is the essential point that we need to understand. Because there are levels in which the reactions of the offense last in our life. Even up to the stage of bhava, if the offense are effective. The reaction for the offenses are effective even up to the stage of bhava. Can you imagine? One has to go through the reactions of the offenses even up to the stage of bhava, where one has identified oneself as servant of Krishna. Bhava means, in simple terms, no sex desire whatsoever. Can you imagine? There is no material desire, there is no sex desire. Even at that stage, the offenses to the devotees come into play. So only at the stage of prema bhakti, all the offenses are eradicated. See, that's why it is mentioned, one shouldn't commit any offenses to Vaishnavas. So this is a very strong point that we need to understand. So here, now we are in the association of the devotees. And we got this great opportunity to serve the devotees, to be with the devotees, to take association of the devotees. So many times we may feel that spiritual life is difficult. Have you felt that? Yes. At times we feel that spiritual life is difficult. But it is said, spiritual life is difficult, but material life is impossible. This is what is mentioned. Spiritual life is difficult, but material life is impossible. So if we have such kind of thoughts come, we have to take shelter of devotees. There is no other choice. Madhvacharya mentions a very interesting point. Madhvacharya says that in millions of lifetimes, we have cried for so many things. We have shed tears for so many different material desires. He says, we can create an ocean out of these tears. We can create an ocean out of these tears. That much tears we have shed for material things. So we don't know how many material lives we have. And he says, this one lifetime, please cry for Krishna at least once. Can you imagine? At least this lifetime, just cry for Krishna. At least once. One seeker approached Gaur Kishordas Babaji and he asked, what is the secret to get Krishna? What is the secret to get Krishna? Gaur Kishordas Babaji, he said only one word. You know what is that? Dake. Cry. That was the only instruction. You cry for Krishna. In other words, sincerely cry within for Krishna. Gaur Govinda Maharaj was asked when he was constructing temple in Bhuvaneshwar, what are you constructing? So Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, I am constructing a crying school. And what is that? He didn't say I am constructing a temple. He said, I am constructing a place to teach everyone how to cry. It may look strange, but cry for what? Cry for Krishna. So if you at least we cry once for Krishna while chanting, that is success. When to cry? You know, don't go to kitchen, get some lemon or enact some drama to show our tears. No. Cry while chanting. Not necessarily tears has to come externally, but call out for Krishna. One senior devotee was mentioning, actually, yeah, I remember my spiritual master was mentioning one time that if you are completely devastated by material desires, especially lust, you can't do anything, you know, but just you are covered with lust. He said, what to do? He said, call out for Lord Nityananda. Not necessarily externally. Walking on the street, maybe you want to be affected by the lust. One start loudly chanting the camp that people may think, you know, something is going wrong. Rather, chant out inside very loudly. Nityananda. He will take care of the lust. He will take care of the lust. He will take care of our material problems. So this is practical tips. How we can chant Lord Nityananda's name. That's why Narottam Das Thakur says, if we haven't chanted the names of Lord Nityananda, then we have wasted our lives. We have wasted our lives. In Bhagavad Gita, there is only one place where Lord Nityananda's name is mentioned. Only one place, except the introduction. But otherwise, in Bhagavad Gita, in the purports, only one verse, commentary to one verse, Lord Nityananda's name is mentioned. Can anyone tell which is that verse? I guess. No. What is Lord Nityananda known for? compassion. So in which verse in Bhagavad Gita talks about the lowest of the people? Exactly. What is that verse starting from? Namam duskritino mudha prabhadyate naradhama maya abhidhajnana asuram bhavamashrita. So Lord Nityananda's name is mentioned in the purport to the explanation of Naradhama. Naradhama means lowest of the mankind who will not surrender unto Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada writes that even for those people there is hope by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Can you see that? And then he quotes the pastime of Jaga and Madai. We all know the pastime of Jaga and Madai, right? How Jaga and Madai got the mercy of Lord Nityananda? I'll briefly narrate some of the important features of this pastime. Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they wanted to preach everywhere to glorify Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda thought, if I preach to the lowest of the people, then Mahaprabhu's glories would be spread all over the world. And they found the lowest of the people were Jagai and Madai. It was mentioned they have committed all different kinds of sins. All different kinds of sins, to the degree that Chitragupta in the abode of Yama, you know, Yama Dharmaraj, in his abode, he couldn't, you know, he was, his diary was completely filled up with the sins committed by Jagai and Madai. It was so much, he was actually tired of writing. He was the clerk there, the clerk, you know, writing all the sins, you know, taking account. So he was telling, there's so much of sins they are committing, I can't even keep up. So all the residents around Navadvip, they told, don't go to these two people, Jagai and Madai, don't go to them, they're going to attack. So Nityananda Prabhu said, no, no, we will go. So Haridas Thakur said, look, it's a risk and I cannot really trust you, but still we will go. So they went. As they went, Jagai and Madai started chasing. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they started running. And in between, they were running, and Jagai and Madai, they were running behind. It was a big chase. So of course, they are the Supreme Lord. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. How can he be afraid of Jagai and Madai? So they were joking. Haridas Thakur was telling, you know, you are avadhut, you are a madman. I followed, you know, you remember, I got beaten up already in all 22 marketplaces and Lord somehow or other protected. Now you want me to again get beaten by these drunkards. So Nityananda Prabhu said, don't worry, you know, we will preach. Then somehow or other they were running. Jagai and Madai, because they eat too much and drink too much, so they were a bit bulky. So they couldn't keep up with Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. So they escaped. Then next, that night, when they approached, they told Nityananda Mahaprabhu what happened, and Mahaprabhu was very pleased because they tried to preach to the most fallen people. And that night, very interesting thing happened. That Mahaprabhu went to the bank of Ganges and he was chanting and dancing. And all the devotees surrounded Mahaprabhu, everyone was chanting and dancing. At that time, Jagai and Madai, they were in their peak after drinking. They are completely out. Completely out. They didn't know what was going on. So they heard this chanting and dancing. They thought this is some glorification of Kali, Chandi. So Chandi glorification was going on. So they also started dancing. It was a drunkard dance. So they were dancing. And then they were very happy. They didn't know what was going on. Then after till then, Mahaprabhu was going home. All the devotees, they were also going their respective homes. So they all kept a distance. But Mahaprabhu walked past Jagai and Madai's home. So Jagai and Madai, they are drunk, you know, they have told Mahaprabhu, oh, that kirtan, that song, very good. My Pandit, you have become very expert in singing Kali songs. Keep going. My full support is there for you. In a full drunkard way, he was telling like that. So Mahaprabhu, he understood, but he didn't speak anything. He just went home. And next day, Nityananda Prabhu again made the plan. We will go again to preach. So this time, Madai attacked Nityananda Prabhu with a broken pot. And Nityananda Prabhu started bleeding. Blood was oozing. And it was mentioned, oh, there was blood in the entire body of Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu became very angry and he wanted to immediately kill Madai. Immediately. Sudarshan Chakra came and he was about to kill. That time Nityananda Prabhu told, actually Madai didn't do anything. See the quality of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu didn't complain at all. He said, this blood, somehow or other blood came to my head. It's not serious, I am not feeling any pain. And Madai didn't do anything, no one did anything. Can you imagine Nityananda Prabhu? He's telling, no one did anything, somehow or other my body is full of blood. And I have no pain also. So Mahaprabhu, don't worry. Then he said, actually Jagai was, something happened, Jagai was trying to protect me, like that he told. So he glorified Jagai. Immediately Mahaprabhu became very happy and he embraced Jagai. And then seeing that, Madai was completely transformed and he surrendered at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya said, I can't do anything. You have offended Nityananda and so I cannot give you mercy. You have to get mercy from Lord Nityananda. Then he approaches, falls at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu embraces. It's mentioned all the sins what he had, they were transferred into the body of Nityananda Prabhu. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, for a moment they look like Krishna in the blackest complexion because accepting those sins. It's mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu never take anything as an offense and he never became angry. Akrura Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Akrura, he never become angry. Exactly opposite to Balaram. Balaram sometimes become angry. He is known for his anger. But Nityananda Prabhu, no, because there is no other way to save the fallen conditioned souls of this age of Kali. So Nityananda Prabhu said, Mahaprabhu, if you want to kill Jagai and Madai, then in this age of Kali, you have to kill everyone. There is no choice. Because everyone is like Jagai and Madai. Everyone is drinking. Everyone is committing all kinds of sins. So you can only transform, you can only kill the mentality, not the person. So Mahaprabhu left. When we have the Harinam party, we know how people join in and dance, the Yatra, all these people. Some people were telling, right? Oh, we were just waiting for 1 year, we want to dance. Okay, we want to dance, we want to chant. Other day, 2 days back, we got a call from a person, an Australian, living near, this 10 minutes drive from here, David. So I was thinking, you know, what's happening. I called him, he said, I want to do a kirtan at my home. He's an Australian. I asked him, have you associated with the Hare Krishnas? He said, I have never associated with the Hare Krishnas. It is my 60th birthday party and I want you people to come and do some chanting and dancing. So we, few of us, we went. And it was interesting, there were 80 people and they had a hippie theme. So everyone was dressed up as hippies and a huge space, just 10 minutes like Rupanli. And we went there and this guy was just amazing. All the way through he was chanting and dancing with us. And he was encouraging everyone to join us. And everyone was drinking, joining us, some of them dancing, but everyone was really appreciating. About 40 minutes kirtan. So he said this was the main event in the 60th birthday party. Can you see how, you know, how this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Otherwise, how would he know about Hare Krishnas? And he took book, I gave a, you know, a lot of, you know, food, Bhagavad Gita, you know, few books as a gift. He gave a very good donation. He actually first gave a big donation. Then we gave extra books. You can give to all these people. He said, yeah, leave these books here. I will distribute these books to people who are drinking and dancing. And he said, this is the mercy of the Lord. How can you see? So it is mentioned that how can we get mercy of Lord Nityananda? How can we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Ultimately, that's the point that comes in the next one. That is, if we want, Narottam Das Thakur says, if we want the mercy of Radha and Krishna, then we need the mercy of? Yeah, before that, we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. If we want to approach Radha and Krishna, we need to approach Lord Chaitanya. And if you want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, then what do we need? We need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And if you want the mercy of Lord Nityananda, what do we do? Mercy of Jagai and Madai. We need the mercy of Jagai and Madai. Then only we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And what is the mercy of Jagai and Madai? They need to get help. If you want to take their mercy, first they need to get help and they have to become devotees. If we are approaching Jagat and Madai from this world, then what happens? Then Lord Nityananda becomes merciful. So this is the success, this is the success story. If you are thinking what is the success story in Krishna consciousness, the success story is that we need to preach Krishna consciousness. So if you want to fulfill Sarva Dharma and Paditya Maam Ekam Saranam Vraja, what do we have to do? Yare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. If you do that, then we are fulfilling the mission of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and Lord Krishna. There is no other choice. So Srila Prabhupada mentions that humility and tolerance are the qualities for chanting Hare Krishna, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva, Sakshana. And that is the quality that is required for a preacher. And then he cites the example of Lord Nityananda. It's mentioned, Madai was so transformed that he became, both Jaga and Madai became associates of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, and they were going for the every night, the nocturnal kirtans, they became the participants of nocturnal kirtans in Navadvip on a daily basis. Still, Madai was feeling so bad that I had attacked Nityananda, so what to do? So he approached Lord Chaitanya and told, you know, what can I do because I already attacked Nityananda, even though I was being forgiven, still, what can I do? So Mahaprabhu told him, you can make a cart. So all Vaishnavas, they can take bath in Ganges very nicely, very conveniently. So that's why Madai made a cart. Personally, he was digging and he made a whole cart on the bank of Ganges for the devotees. So that was a service of Madai for the devotees. From that, he became very, very satisfied. And they started assisting all the devotees. When they come to take bath, they would assist all the devotees. They would serve all the devotees. In that way, the whole life, Jaga and Madai serve the devotees. See the transformation that was brought about by Lord Nityananda's mercy. So this is the quality that we are looking at. And of course, Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada and all the spiritual masters are representing Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So only through him can we approach Radha and Krishna. And if somebody neglects Lord Nityananda, then their spiritual life will be doomed. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions that if someone worships Lord Chaitanya without Lord Nityananda, without paying respect to Lord Nityananda, such a person is a demon. Can you imagine such a strong statement is used by the acharyas? If someone separates Nityananda from Chaitanya, that is not at all advisable. That is demoniac. That is the mention of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can you see? So powerful it is. And that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned in the same chapter, in the fifth chapter, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions how he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Because at his home, there was a kirtan going on, and Gunarnava Mishra, who was a Brahmin, great Brahmin, he didn't respect Nityananda. Even though he worshipped Lord Chaitanya, he didn't respect Nityananda at all. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentioned that his brother took the side of Gunarnava Mishra. So, Kaviraj Goswami, he chastised his brother. Because he chastised his brother, Lord Nityananda became very happy. Because he was doing such a wrong thing, he was disrespecting Lord Nityananda, and for that, Kaviraj Goswami became very angry to his brother. It's mentioned, they mistreated Meenaketana Ramdas. Meenaketana Ramdas, close associate, one of the foremost associate of Nityananda Prabhu, came to the house of Kaviraj Goswami, and his brother and Gunarnava Mishra, they mistreated. So it was a direct offense to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So since Kaviraj Goswami chastised his brother and brother, Lord Nityananda became pleased, and in the night, Lord Nityananda came along with all his associates in his dream and then ordered Kaviraj Goswami, you go to Vrindavan. Now you go to Vrindavan and you will get your mission, your life, everything will be successful if you reach Vrindavan. It's mentioned that Kaviraj Goswami was completely handicapped. He couldn't walk properly. He was very elderly. He couldn't see properly. Still, he got up somehow or other immediately and he started walking towards Vrindavan. He just got up, he got the order from the Lord, immediately he started walking towards Vrindavan. And he mentioned, I didn't know how I reached Vrindavan. And he mentioned, I don't know how I composed this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because I can't see properly because of old age. I can't walk properly. My hands are trembling because of old age. Still, I am composing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the standard text glorifying Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Even though there are many, many scriptures glorifying Chaitanya and Nityananda, there are many scriptures glorifying the Lord, still the prime text glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu is Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it gives sound philosophical backing based on Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, when you study Chaitanya Charitamrita, when you see the philosophy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see even a reflection from the Sandarbhas. Philosophical explanations, we can see a reflection from Sandarbhas. One time I asked Bhani Maharaj, he said, yeah, these books are composed in similar times, so there must have been some collaboration. So there is a close connection between the philosophy of Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Sandarbhas by Sri Jiva Goswami. And of course, there are 300 verses from Srimad Bhagavatam which are quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you want to know Bhagavad Gita properly, we have to study Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam properly, we have to study Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that's how all these books are interconnected. And if you want to know Bhagavatam properly, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It's mentioned. Nityananda is one of the original speakers of Bhagavatam. Anyone knows how is that possible? Exactly. In the form of Adishetha, Sheshanag. There is a parampara coming from Sheshanag, from the bottom of the universe. Sheshanag spoke entire Bhagavatam to the four Kumaras. In that way, ultimately coming to Vyasadeva's father, Parashara, and then to Vyasadeva. That is, two lines are merging in Vyasadeva. So, in one sense, Nityananda Prabhu, he knows the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the original Srimad Bhagavatam, and he spoke through his expansion, his devotee expansion of Sankarshan, Ananta Shesh, Sheshana, the bottom of the material universe. So, this is the reality. And even the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami, he tried all means to get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, he tried running away from his home, because he is the son of a rich merchant. They are tax collectors. And they had immense wealth. And their son, he was so devotionally inclined that he didn't want to work. He didn't want to manage the wealth. He just wanted to join the party of Lord Chaitanya. And his father, he understood. He was trying to capture him. But Raghunath Das would always run. And even it came to a point, they appointed many bodyguards, security, always surrounding Raghunath Das, so that he wouldn't run to Lord Chaitanya. And finally, they did a trick. They thought, okay, we'll get him married. So they arranged a beautiful girl to marry Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami married to this lady, but he was completely disinterested from his wife. Then one day, Raghunath Das Goswami's father told his wife that we should increase the security for Raghunath Das. So his wife told, there is no point. In this world, the greatest shackle is a beautiful woman for a man. So we have tried to shackle him with the greatest of the shackles. Still, he is not being shackled. Still, he is completely aloof from that. So he said, we can't do much about him. They realized we can't do much about him. Then finally, there was a whole past and he ran away. But he, in between, a very important thing happened. He went and he approached the party of Lord Nityananda. So Nityananda Prabhu was far away sitting on a huge platform along with all his associates, including Ramdas and all other associates. And there were lots and lots of devotees encircling Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And then Raghunath Das Goswami came at a long distance, and he just saw Nityananda Prabhu, and he was from a great distance. That time, Nityananda Prabhu told, go and grab him. He's a thief. Raghunath Das, he's a thief. Bring him here. So the devotees went, they didn't understand what was going on. They went and they grabbed Raghunath Das and brought in front of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu told, very lovingly though, you are a thief because you want Chaitanya without my mercy. Without serving me, you want to serve Lord Chaitanya. And then he said, I am going to punish you. Okay, so what was the punishment of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He said, there are so many devotees here, we had to feed all of them. So Raghunath Das Goswami became very happy. He took upon the punishment, and he's from a wealthy family. He organized a big Panihati festival. A big festival he organized. It was mentioned that thousands and thousands of pots of prasadam was organized. Thousands of pots of prasadam. So many banana leaves. So he, you know, there were preparation. Chipped rice mixed with yogurt, with milk, with condensed milk. Different kinds of cakes. Different kinds of gulab jamun. Sandesh, rasagula. You know, he mentioned all different kinds of sweets. Sumptuous quantities for Nityananda Prabhu and for all the associates. They were all piled there. And Nityananda Prabhu, he was sitting in the center. All the devotees, they were forming this avaranas, you know, circles after circles. And it is mentioned that they filled up the whole area, and some devotees, they didn't have the space, they went to Ganges. They started standing in the Ganges in half water. In that way, everyone took part in this prasadam feast. Nityananda Prabhu, he started honoring prasadam. And by his meditation, he brought Lord Chaitanya there. So what he did? He first he would eat something and then he would feed Chaitanya. Like that he was started feeding Chaitanya and he started eating himself. So in the, and those who couldn't, some people couldn't see this. Close associates, they could see what was happening. Others were thinking, what is he doing here? So like that. He was feeding Lord Chaitanya and then he was feeding himself. Then all his associates were honoring prasadam. So it was a big festival and there was a big chanting and dancing. In that way, Raghunath Das Goswami got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and soon after he got an opportunity to run away. And he joined the party of Lord Chaitanya because he organized a yagya. And the yagya, it would go on entire night, and he made some arrangement with his family priest. So when everyone was sleeping, even the priest was sleeping, he just ran away, he took off. And that was the end. It was mentioned he ran all the way to meet Lord Chaitanya, even through the forest. So finally he met Lord Chaitanya after a few days of travel. So that's how Raghunath Das Goswami got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And ultimately, if we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we get Lord Chaitanya, and if we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we are getting Radha and Krishna. In this regard, I'll just tell an excerpt from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lecture. It's a very interesting lecture. He was given in 1915, August 2, in Mayapur. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj is speaking. Okay? Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna are not different. There is no difference between them. The only difference is that Golahari is Viparalampa Rasa Vigraha, searching for Krishna, and Radha Krishna are Sambhoga Rasa Vigraha. Attainment of Raja is possible only by serving Sri Golahari. The process of bhajan demonstrated by Mahaprabhu is described in the 20th chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gaurasundara's mercy is unlimited and Krishnachandra's sweetness is unique. That is why Gaura is addressed as Madhurya Vigraha. Know for certain that there is no such thing as more or less as well as these two personalities are concerned. Taking shelter of Gaura's lotus feet and serving Krishna are one and the same thing. Both of them are supremely enchanting. Lord Gauranga is the combined form of Radha and Krishna, and so he is not less or more than Krishna. By chanting the holy name of Krishna, the living entities achieve supreme benefit. The holy name is no different from the Supreme Lord Himself. You should study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita very carefully. See, Narottam Das Thakur has written, Gaura पाहुन न भाजिया मैनु अधने यतां कोरी धना त्यागिनु that I have spoiled my life by not working the lotus feet of Gauranga. I have given up real wealth for hankering after worthless things. Keep all these prayers inside your heart and constantly chant the holy name of Krishna. Then no material miseries will cause you any harm. This is the instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, spoken in 1915 in Mayapur. So that's why, in the ultimate sense, if one is perfected, one enters the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Radha and Krishna. In the simultaneous, it happens. So one is Shradhadi and one is Vrindavan. I'll tell finally two pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. These are very interesting pastimes. Because here, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is showing himself as the Avadhut. He is playing tricks to Lord Chaitanya. The first pastime is Mahaprabhu sannyas pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj, and after taking sannyas, he was in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu started chanting the words from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Etam so asthaya paratma nishtha. And he started chanting and dancing. He was wandering throughout Radha Desh. And as he was wandering here and there, his desire was only to go to Vrindavan. Now that I have accepted sannyas, now I want to visit Vrindavan and I want to be in the pastime place of Lord Krishna. He was thinking in that way, and he didn't know where he was going. At the same time, Lord Nityananda, as the assistant to Lord Chaitanya, he was carefully observing the acts of Lord Chaitanya. He saw some cowherd boys nearby. He told the cowherd boys, if ever the sadhu, Lord Chaitanya, asks, where is Vrindavan? Just show the bank of Ganges. So the cowherd boys, they told, yes, we will do that. So as Mahaprabhu was asking, he met with these cowherd boys and Mahaprabhu instructed them and blessed them, you chant Hare Krishna and you will be happy. And all these cowherd boys, they started chanting Hare Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu asked these cowherd boys, where is Vrindavan? Cowherd boys said, yeah, just go that direction. They pointed to the direction of Ganges. So Mahaprabhu started walking. After some time, he reached the bank of Ganges. When he reached the bank of Ganges, he thought, I am already in Vrindavan and this is river Yamuna. He started thinking like that. And when he turned around, he saw Lord Nityananda. Nityananda said, yes, this is river Yamuna. This is Vrindavan. We are already in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. Nityananda Prabhu is very tricky. He already had sent Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar Acharya, to Advaita Acharya's house. He said, get Mahaprabhu's mother, Sachimata, prepare a big feast there, and get Advaita Acharya with fresh clothes and a boat to the bank of the Ganges. Because he is coming from the other side of Ganges in Shantipur. So Mahaprabhu, so Ganga, he thought it's Yamuna, he started offering prayers to Yamuna. Yamuna, you are the daughter of Surya Dev, you can purify the entire world. And he removed all his clothes. He was only in his kaupi. And he started entering Ganges. He thought it is Yamuna to take bath. As he was near the water, he saw that in a boat, Advaita Acharya is coming. So he asked, oh, Advaita Acharya, how come you are here in Vrindavan? I thought after sannyas, I only came to Vrindavan. How come you are here? Advaita Acharya said, no, this is not Vrindavan. This is Shantipur. And this is not Yamuna. This is actually Ganges. Mahaprabhu became a bit angry. What? Nityananda, you told this is Yamuna. And what is happening? Oh, then Advaita Acharya understood the situation. He thought, actually, this is Yamuna. Actually, this is Yamuna because this Ganges and Yamuna, Ganga and Yamuna, there is a confluence. And after that, when they flow, There is both Ganga and Yamuna are there. So one bank is Yamuna and the other bank is Ganges. So one side is Yamuna, one side is Ganges. And since you have taken bath in this bank, this is actually Yamuna. So what Nityananda told is correct. There is nothing wrong. So he pacified Mahaprabhu and he said, "Now you are already wet. Now please come. I have a fresh set of clothes. Come to this boat." So he hopped onto the boat and then he dressed himself and they went to the house of Advaitacharya, where Sachimata had already started cooking a big feast. However, what did Advaitacharya tell Mahaprabhu? He told Mahaprabhu, "You are a sannyasi, so we know that you shouldn't eat too much. You shouldn't eat opulent food." That is even the teaching of Mahaprabhu. That's the teaching of Mahaprabhu to Raghunatha Das Goswami. Don't speak any material things. Don't speak nonsense. Don't eat anything opulent. So this is the instruction of the sannyas order. So Advaitacharya knew already. He said, "We have cooked some rice. That's all. Simple rice is there. Please come and have some rice at my place." So Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, I haven't eaten for 3 days. Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas and he was wandering for 3 days, he hadn't had any prasadam. Same Nityananda Prabhu, same condition. 3 days, they were fasting. They thought, "Okay, something is there, let's go." So they went to the house of Advaitacharya. And they washed their feet, they start sitting, they both of them sat to have the prasadam. And when they saw the prasadam, it was not just rice. There were banana leaves everywhere. So they were sitting, both the lords were sitting, and in the whole room there were so many banana leaves, and the whole banana leaves were full of prasadam. It is mentioned, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami gives a full description of different kinds of prasadams. All different kinds of prasadams, all different kinds of cakes, all different kinds of milk preparations. It's mentioned rasagulla, sandesh, gulab jamun, everything in sumptuous quantities. And rice was just like a mountain, and there was a big hole, and in that it was filled with ghee. Then there are shrikhand, there are so many yogurt kind of preparations, there are so many milk preparations. And seeing everything, Mahaprabhu started thinking, "Is that all? Is this like a little bit of rice? I'm going to feed you a little bit of rice." And here I can see all different kinds of preparations. And Advaitacharya said, "Okay, I will feed you, I will serve you something." So he served a good quantity, he started serving a good quantity of prasadam to the banana leaf of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, "How can you serve so much? I am a sannyasi. I have to follow strict orders. You shouldn't serve like this." Advaitacharya said, "You are same as Lord Jagannath. And he is taking 56 times 54 offerings. So why can't you accept this? This is just a few items. There are 56 items are offered, that is 54 times. You can easily eat. Yeah? You are Jagannath, you are the Supreme Lord. Why can't you eat?" So he started serving. So Mahaprabhu, okay, here, like, you know, when you go to some house or something, you know, somebody will serve, right? Vedic custom of serving, you know, just keep serving, you know, keep serving. "Yeah, no, Prabhu, it's enough, you know, mother, it's enough, you know, keep going." So Mahaprabhu, okay, enough. Then he approached Nityananda Prabhu. He served heaps to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu finished everything. And Nityananda Prabhu told Advaitacharya, "What is this? I am fasting for 3 days and he has served a little bit of prasadam. It is not even touching my stomach. What kind of a brahmana are you? You are inviting all the sannyasis. We are fasting for 3 days and whatever you are giving, it is not even touching the stomach. I am so hungry. Actually, my hunger has increased." Just if you are very hungry and if you feed a little bit, your hunger increases. "Similarly, my hunger has increased. What are you doing?" At the same time, Mahaprabhu, he finished half what he was served. And Lord Chaitanya, sorry, Advaitacharya, he filled him more. And he told Nityananda Prabhu, "You are a false, fallen Paramahamsa. You are coming to the house of this Brahmanas to give us trouble. You are just coming and you are asking more and more. You had to be satisfied with whatever I am giving you. You shouldn't be a fallen Paramahamsa. You should not accept too much. Whatever we are giving you, be satisfied and go." in my life I am never going to invite any other sannyasis. Nityananda has shown, you know, such a trouble for me. Now I don't want to invite anyone. So in that way, Advaitacharya was speaking. There was a sweet quarrel between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaitacharya. The meanwhile, Mahaprabhu was laughing. He was enjoying this pastime that was taking place. After hearing this, Nityananda Prabhu, he took some rice from his plate, and as if out of anger, he just threw like that on the floor. He took the rice and he threw, because it's not enough for me. So some of these rice particles touched the body of Advaitacharya. Immediately, Advaitacharya lost his control. He went into ecstasy and he started jumping and chanting and dancing. So Advaitacharya, then he came back to the senses, and Advaitacharya said, "This madman has come to my house and he has made me also mad." So these were the pastimes Lord Nityananda was enacting. So he was completely filled with love of Godhead, and he was freely distributing love of Godhead. So that was the mood of Lord Nityananda. Another interesting pastime. After sannyas, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. Then he proceeded on the South Indian Yatra. And on the way to Jagannath Puri, when they reached almost between Bhuvaneshwar and Jagannath Puri, he was crossing a river. While crossing a river, and he wanted to go and approach and take darshan of a Shiva temple there. So Mahaprabhu, he took bath and he gave his sannyas danda to Nityananda Prabhu. He asked Nityananda Prabhu, "Please look after the sannyas danda, the staff, and I'll take darshan and come back." When Mahaprabhu came back after darshan, Nityananda Prabhu broke this danda to 3 pieces and then he threw it in the river. So then that time onwards, that river is known as Danda Bhanga River. Danda Bhanga River. So Mahaprabhu asked, "What happened to my sannyas danda?" Nityananda Prabhu said, "This danda was actually collapsed. It is broken into 3 pieces. So Mahaprabhu asked, "How my danda got broken into 3 pieces? Nityananda Prabhu said, "Out of ecstasy, both of us were chanting and dancing. When we were jumping high in the sky, and both of us collapsed. When we collapsed, we fell on the danda. So danda fell into 3 pieces. Because I fell on the danda, so it cut into half. Then you fell, then cut into another half. So altogether, there are 3 pieces of danda. That's why it got broken." So Mahaprabhu, he became very angry. He said, "After taking sannyas, I had only one worldly possession that I can say, that is my danda. And you have actually, you know, broken that also. What are you doing?" So he said, "Now onwards, I don't want to travel with you." He said that is actually a pastime, because he wanted to approach Lord Jagannath alone, because then he could see Brajendranandan Krishna and he could see in the right mood. That's why he didn't want to take everyone. So he said, he told the devotees, "Either you go first or I will go first." So all the devotees said, "Mahaprabhu, you go first. We will only follow." So then Mahaprabhu practically started running towards Jagannath Puri. So that's the pastime. And then he sees Lord Jagannath and he collapses in ecstasy. And we know how he gave mercy to Sarvabhauma Acharya. So in essence, if you see how Mahaprabhu gave mercy to different devotees, he only preached to elite devotees like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. They are very elite devotees. However, Nityananda Prabhu, he preached to everyone. So that is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So that's why Mahaprabhu tells Lord Nityananda Prabhu, "You should go to Bengal and preach. The reason is, I cannot do what you are doing." So that's what we can see. Prabhu's mercy, Prabhu's followersness. That is what is coming through. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Mahamahotsav ki jai.